Okay, we're going to start the second perek. The first Mishnah basically goes into the chilukim and halacha between a korban yochid and a korban sibur. So most of the halachas are quite clear in this Mishnah. Tumah is the one that's a little vague because it seems in the conclusion of Mishnah that tumah has nothing to do with a korban sibur. The Mishnah starts off by saying yesh bekorbanis yochid shein bekorbanis hatzibur, yesh bekorbanis hatzibur shein bekorbanis hayochid. There's a difference between Korban Yochid and Korban Tzibur. The difference between Korban Yochid and Korban Tzibur are Shakorbanos HaYochid Oisim Temura Ve'en Korbanos HaTzibur Oisim Temura, which the simple reading of the Mishnah is mashma like the Rambam, who holds that really there is a Din Temura by a Korban Tzibur. It's just the Isser is there, it's just not Chal. That's the Lashon HaMishnah. Ein Korbanos HaTzibur Oisim Temura. They don't create tmura. It's mashma, there's an iser. Just, it's not chal. Says the Mishnah, Korbonis hayochid, noihagois, bein bischorim, bein benekevis. Korbonis hayochid have schorim benekevis. The way the Gemara concludes, that's talking about the standard korbonis that a korban yochid brings, which includes shlomim, is both by a zocher and an akeva, and korbanos hatzibur, which the standard korban tzibur is an oila, is only comes from schor. Einu hegel b'schor. Korbanos hayochid chayovin ba'achrayasun u'ba'achrayas nischem. Korbanos hayochid, if you didn't bring it in its time, generally the chiyuv continues. Chiyuv doesn't end; the chiyuv continues. So in other words, if a Yoledes doesn't bring the carbon on the day she's supposed to bring the carbon, the chiyuv then extends itself forever till she brings it. Korbanos hatzibur, korbanos tzibur that have a zman, it's over. Ein chayovin b'achrayusim v'loy b'achrayus nischeyam. Avol chayovin b'achrayus nischeyam mishikor v'azevach. Once you bring a carbon tzibur, the nesachim which go along with the carbon, that stays forever. That has no zman. Yesh b'korbanos hatzibur, mashem b'korbanos yochid, which are shekorbanos hatzibur doichin, es ha-shabbos ves ha-tumah, v'korbanos yochid einon doichos, lo es ha-shabbos v'lo es ha-tumah. This area gets very gray, because... And this is a general concept we have all over Shas. We say, Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur. Right? We say that all over Shas, Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur. It seems that this Mishnah is throwing out that whole concept. Because the Mishnah starts off by saying, Korbanos HaTzibur Doichnas HaShabbos V'Satumah, V'Korbanos Yochid Einan Doichos Es HaShabbos V'Satumah. And then it says, Rav Meir comes and he objects. He says, what do you mean? Every day they brought a Korban Yochid on Shabbos in the Beis Hamikdash. Says Rav Meir, "V'aloi chavite koyen gadol, parshal yom kippur." These are korbanos which are clearly a korban yochid. Korbanos hayochid, v'doichin es haShabbos v'satumah. The doichin Shabbos and the doichin tumah. Elo shezmanoi kavua. He says you have to say that there's a different gadol. To say that the gadol is tzibur. Tzibur is not the idea. The idea is if it's kavua zman. Any carbon that has a kavua zman, that's doicha Shabbos and tumah, has a set time. Any carbon that doesn't have a set time is not doicha Shabbos and tumah. It happens to be that in majority of cases, korbanos tzibur have a zman, and korbanos yochid don't have a zman. That's all. It happens to be. So the rule that we have all over Shas, that a korban tzibur is doiche Shabbos and tumah, is really, it's a mistake. Not correct. Has nothing to do with that. Because you can have a korban tzibur like Sirei Avodah Zarah. If the tzibur is nichshel in Avodah Zarah in a general way, they have to bring a sawyer. That sawyer does not have a zman, and it's not doiche Shabbos. And you have a chavite kohen gadol. Exactly. Yeah, but that's because that's a korban tzibur. So anything which but has nothing really to do with Tzibur. Do with Kavu Zman. So the big question is, does Reb Meir agree with this? Does Reb Meir agree with the Tanakhama in any level? Does he hold that actually it's a mistake? There's no such thing as Korban Tzibur's Doiche Shabbos. If that's the case, what's the Tanakhama's response to Reb Meir's Tana? Reb Meir says, what do you mean? See where Avodah Zarah, everybody agrees it's not Doiche Shabbos and Tumah, even though it's a Korban Tzibur. And everybody agrees that Chavite Kain Gadol is Doiche Shabbos and Tumah. And not only that, all over Shas, we have this drosha. Ish nitchem b'nei ha-tzibu tumah, v'hein tzibu nitchem b'nei ha-tumah. According to Reb Meir, it seems to be it's all a mistake. We should have a mistaken idea. We thought that it was that. It's a mistake. So I find it difficult to learn that way. Ultimately, the Rambam seems to say, and the Rambam here in the Pirush Mishnayos seems to say, that it was a mistake. If you look in the Rambam says, the Chaim, right in the middle of that piece on the Mishnah, the beginning of the second parak, three lines into the Pirush Mishnayos, the Chaim, Kol ma sheyesh leizman kavua ein olav chiyuv achrayas. There is no achrayas. V'hu doicha es ha-shabbos es ha-tumah. V'hu, he says, sheyiyu roi v'akohanim tmeim harei hei makrivim es ha-korbonois b'tumo kemoi shebiyan. So first of all, the Rambam makes a statement. That's only if most of the kohanim are tmeim. The Rambam seems to be saying that if Roy of the Tzibur is Tomei, but not Roy of the Koyanim is Tomei, then Avada wouldn't be Doich. Seems to be saying that. And then he says, V'hatam Shenosin Rab Meir, Hu Hatam Amiti, V'shogur, V'ein Cholek Al Zeh. Can't argue with this. So it sounds like what the Rambam is saying is that we threw out the original idea. The original idea was that there's a concept called Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur, and the Rambam is saying it's a mistake. Reb Meir chapped the Tanakhama in a glitch. Reb Meir said, you made an error. It has nothing to do with Tzibur. And he's right. If you look at the Rav Mibar Tanura in his Pirush HaMishnah here, he clearly doesn't learn like the Rambam. Because he says, V'halocha k'Reb Meir, which is obvious that he holds that there is a machloikas. According to the Rambam, there is no machloikas. Reb Meir really qualified what the Tanakhama was saying. It said that no, you're saying that it's a din of it's doicha Shabbos and doicha Tumah. That's not the case. So you see from the Rav Mibar Tanura that he feels there is a machloikas. So you see that obviously, according to the Bar Tanura, Tanakhama remains with his opinion that Tzibur is doicha, remains with it. And also, it stands to reason that the Rav, could somebody mind gave me a Bar Tanur, Yochanan Boyes Mishnayos on Kotchim? It seems that the Bar Tanur also holds that there's a Chilik in Halacha. See, there are two separate issues that have to be analyzed here. Number one, Yashik Reich Naftali. Yeah, Bar Tanura says like this: Ela shezmane kavua, keloimar enatam toli ela bekviyas hazman. Reb Meir came and he says nothing to do with Tzibur. Tzibur plays no role. Tzibur plays no role. The kol korban shezmane kavua is doicha tumah. The mavar hazman ain letashmum and doicha Shabbos v'doicha tumah. Comes the Rav, then he says v'halocha k'Rabbi Meir. The halocha is like Rabbi Meir, not like the Tanakhama. So we see two things. One thing I think is an easy thing to swallow. One thing we see is that the Rav Matanur is telling us that the Tanakhama still, if you ask the Tanakhama, why is a Korban Tzibur Doicha Tumah, he will not say because Kavu Zman. He will say because it's a Korban Tzibur. And Rameya gives his reason of Kavu Zman. That's one thing. That is easier to swallow. we still have to understand, because L'chayre the Rambam is right, that the Rav Meir brought a raya she'enol of tshuva. He brought a raya from Siri Avodah Zarah that you can have a carbon sibur that's not doicha Shabbos and Tumah. And he brought a raya that you have a carbon yochid that could be doicha Shabbos and Tumah. Rav Meir seemed to put the Tanakhama in a box that he can't get out of. Fine, but that the Rabbi Batanu says for some reason Tanakhama keeps his opinion. He doesn't change his mind. But the second thing, which I think is even a bigger chiddush, is that the Rabbi Batanu seems to imply that there's a machlokes in halach. I don't see now a Mishnah machlokes in halach. I see now a Mishnah machlokes in lamdas. I don't see a machlokes in halach. Rav Meir, the Tanakhama didn't say that chavitei kohen gadol are not doicha Shabbos and not doicha tumah. Tanakhama didn't argue with that. That's a clear pasuk. We learn out that chavitei kohen gadol is doicha Shabbos and doicha tumah. Didn't argue with that. And I don't see that the Tanakhama argues with that Rav Meir argues with the Tanakhama in halacha. He agrees also that korbanos tzibur are doicha Shabbos and tumah. He just says there's a different reason. So why does the Rabbi Batanu say halacha ke Rav Meir? So the Rabbi Batanu really is telling us two separate chidushim. He's telling us, number one, I disagree with the Rambam. The Rambam said that ultimately the Tanakhama was moided to Rav Meir. I disagree with that. That's number one. And number two, I'm telling you that there is a chiluk in halacha. If you don't like the Tanakhama, it's one halacha. If you don't like Rav Meir, it's another halacha. And both these things need clarity, why that would be. But as I state in the Tanakhama, as I state in the Rambam Batanu. Rav Noach Olbaum, so sein gesund, gives a shiurim in the Daf Yomi. He puts out very nice sefer on his shiurim, which is just called Gilyonei Minchas Chein. So he asked this question. He says, "Time a boy?" He says, "I don't understand." Lomo tolo adovar bekorban sibur bekorban yochid. He says, "All over Shas, we talk about korban sibur and korban yochid." But according to the Rav Meir, has nothing to do with that. He says, "Valo ikur tolim kavuz man or ain't kavuz man. A carbon that has a time is doicha Shabbos and tumah. A carbon that doesn't have a time is not doicha Shabbos and tumah." So it has nothing to do with kavuz man. That's his kasha with the tzibur. So he wants to say something which is really, I think, splitting his. Really splitting his. He wants to say, yes, there is a difference between a korban yochid that's kavu zman and a korban sibur. But he's not, like I said, he's mamish, I think, splitting his. I'll read you what he says, but I think he's splitting his. He says, v'yitvachan loyma, the yesh chiluk ben korban sibur and korban yochid. Maybe there is a difference. He says, you know what the difference is? He says, the korban sibur, etzem a korban yesh loy din litchoy says a Shabbos. By a korban sibur, the chetz of the korban is doicha Shabbos, right? Rak sheyesh tanai. There's a condition. In order for the korban sibur to be doicha Shabbos, tzorich shezmanei kavua. Abo chavitei kaigodol pasho yom kippurin ain etzem korban doicha Shabbos. Korban is not doicha Shabbos. Elo chayves tayayim shemutu laakrivay ayayim hu shedoicha es Shabbos. The kimon she nikva asman lechiyuvay, the enu yochel et choyse lumor, alochein nitche Shabbos b'fala. So, perhaps he's answering our first question. He's clearly not answering our second question. He's not saying there's a chiluk in halacha. He's just saying, but I think he's really splitting his. He's saying, he wants to say that in the form of how it's doichet is a difference. So in other words, it's true, korban see all over Shas, we have things which are the Gurim Achiv, and then we have what we call Tanai. Tanai is also Makif. If I'm a Kaddish and Isha, I'm an Asha, Titni Li Messiah Zuz, right? So I'm a Kaddish the woman. Now, if she doesn't give me Messiah Zuz, the Kiddushin don't work, right? She has to give me Messiah Zuz. There's a lot of Shidduchim like that today, right? It's more than Messiah Zuz, right? So that's, if they don't give the Messiah Zuz, it's not a Kiddush, it's not Chal. But nobody would say that the Messiah Zuz is the Chalois of the Kiddush. Chalois of Kiddush is with the Kesef that the husband gave the wife. Happens to be, there's a Tanai on the outside, Tanai Mil Sachriti, that
can play a role if the Kedushin is chal or not chal. That's outside. That's external. That's not internal. That's external. Then, but the Kesef Kedushin, that's what's creating the chalos. That's what's making it pincha. He wants to say, Rav Obam wants to say, that carbon sibur, the energy of how it's doich is because it's a carbon sibur. There's a condition that if it has his mind to bring it tomorrow, the next day, the day after, you don't do it. But when it is doich Shabbos, it's the carbon sibur that's being doich Shabbos. And the kavua's man is just the condition. Whereas when you have a carbon yochid, that's the energy. The reason why it's doich is because of the zman. It's not that the zman is a condition. It's that the zman is the actual goyrim of the whole dechia. It's doich, and if it's not that, that's what I'm saying. I think it's very, very, it's splitting hairs. And I think it's lacking mucker. Because once we're telling us that we're required kviyas man, and once you have kviyas man, it doesn't make a difference if it's a tzibur or yachid. So you're really... again, I think the only reason why he wouldn't say such a svar. He's saying such a svar. He's trying to make sense of what does it mean when we say all over, carbon tzibur is doich Shabbos and tumah. We say it all over. I mean, the Tanakhama said it. Yeah, but why is it doich tumah? Don't bring it at all. Who cares if it's nifsal? Nifsal belina is just the reason why you can't bring it tomorrow. But so what? Forget it. The teretz is doich Shabbos and tumah. If it won't be doich, it will be golubeis asreifa. Just get rid of it. You don't bring it. So this is his approach. And again, I find it hard to accept. If you need kviyas man, and kviyas man is enough to be doich, and without kviyas man, it's not doich. And sibur is not doich without kviyas man. And yochid with kviyas man is doicha, they seem to look the same. They walk the same, they look the same, they talk the same, so they're the same. So there's no difference between tzibur and a yochid. So Elamai, we have a problem. So I think the fact that we find that Chazal all over say that tumah is nitcha b'tzibur and tumah, it's not something you can throw out the window. You can say, well, it's a taka, forget about it. That doesn't mean anything. Yet the Tan of Amishta seems to say that it does. Seems to make a distinction. I want to try to get some clarity in this inyan. Now, I think we do have to agree that, yes, the Mishnah is talking about the heftz of the carbon rather than the person, only the person, because that's really the hemshech of the Gemara. If you look at the first part of the Gemara, where the Gemara talks about carbon yochid, the Gemara says it's not a klal. The Mishnah says all karbanos yochid only come can make tmura. The Gemara says, what do you mean birds cannot? Vare oifus karban yochid ve'en oisa tmura. The Gemara says no kiktani bebehemakton. The Gemara says, what do you mean vare vlad? The vlad of a carbon is also a carbon yochid ve'en oisa tmura. Hamani Reb Yehudi dama vlad oisa tmura. The Gemara says, "Vare tmura atzma." Tmura doesn't do tmura. Carbon yochid vein tmura is a tmura. So the Gemara now throws everything out, and the Gemara says, "Kiktani beikar zivcha ktani." The Mishnah is talking about the ikar carbon, not talking about the child of the carbon, not talking about the tmura of the carbon. We're talking about the carbon itself, the ikar carbon. So clearly, the Gemara seems to be saying we're not talking about the people, because if we're talking about the people, then this would be a good question. The yochid is the same yochid. If it's a vlad tmura, if it's a tmuras tmura, we're talking about the object. So in that regard, I think we have to agree with what the way the gilyonim is learning, that it's actually, it is, we are talking about the carbon itself. And then the Gemara goes through also zohar and a keva is not a klal, because you have an oil which is a carbon yochid, and it comes in a keva. The zohar asya in a keva lo yasya, iko ilo so oif. Tanya Thomas was Zachris Bema Thomas was Boifus, Arichatos, Korban Yochid Nekeva. The Gemara finds exceptions to the rule. The Gemara again says, we're talking about Shlomim, my new Shlomim. So again, the Gemara seems to be putting the shift on the carbon. When our Mishnah says, Yesh Bekorban, we're talking about the Heftz of the carbon. Not the person, the carbon. There's a Korban Yochid, there's a Korban Tzibur. So that part, I think we would agree that that's what the shift of the Mishnah is. So I want to go through just briefly the sugya Maseches Yuma, talks about the Chavitei Kohen Gadol. Over there, seems to be not like the Rambam. I'll read you what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, Yuma Daf Nun. The Gemara says like this. Shochat Kohen Gadol Par. Kohen Gadol went and he shechted his par on Yom Kippur. Umes. And the loyal land of the Kohen Gadol died. So now you're left with a par that was shechted. You have the dam ha-par, but you don't have the person. The Kohen Gadol is not here. What do you do with the dam ha-par? So the Gemara says, Gemara's a shayla. Habo tachto of ma'ushi kones bedomoy. The next Kohen Gadol that takes his place, can he start from where the Kohen Gadol left off? Or does he have to start the process again? That's the shayla of the Gemara. Shech the par again. Do everything got to start all over? That's the Gemara shayla. Clearly, the shayla would not apply to other avodas hayayim. Why? The other avodas hayayim, there's no question. The next Kohen Gadol is taking over from wherever the first Kohen Gadol left off. He's just taking his place. The reason why we have a shayla by the par is because of our Mishnah. Because our Mishnah basically has Havitei Kohen Gadol, par Kohen Gadol, it's a korban yochid. It's the Kohen Gadol's personal korban. So here, the substitute Kohen Gadol, who his shame substitute is only al tzibo. In other words, the tzibo now appointed a new Kohen Gadol. So he's, as far as the tzibo is concerned, there's continuity. But as far as the gavra is concerned, there's no continuity. The gavra is a new gavra. He's not connected to the old gavra. So bishloim when we get to the korbanis tzibo, we could say, oh, there's continuity. So wherever the Kohen Gadol stopped, the new guy comes in. Right? We're going to talk about that. We're going to get to the Chavitei Kohen Gadol. Same thing, the same Shaila. So the Gemara says over here in Yuma, Chata Shemesu Ba'aleo L'miso Azlo. Listen to this. Omar Rav Amram. There's a Gemara in the Lashon HaGemara in Yuma. Omar Rav Amram, Chata Tziburi V'loi L'miso Azlo. No. This is not L'miso Azlo. This is not the chatas of the Kohen Gadol. This is a chatas tzibu. Even though it's clearly the Kohen Gadol brings it from his own, and it's to be mechapa v'chipa badri bad beisoy, tis, says the Gemara, disnan, omu loy Reb Meir. Reb Meir said, v'aloy pariyam ha-kipurim v'chavite Kohen Gadol u'pesach t'korban yachru v'doich ha-shabbos v'atumah. Michlal, ikol l'mandoma d'tzibuhu. So the Gemara comes in Yuma, and the Gemara, first of all, clearly seems to say not like the Rambam. The Gemara is learning that there is a machloikis. The Gemara seems to be learning in Yuma that there is a machloikis, that according to the Tanakhama, Chavitei Kohen Gadol and Par, all that's a korban tzibu. And therefore, the chiluk in halacha is, if the Kohen Gadol dies, do we take over from there? If it's a Kohen Gadol's korban, so it's chata shemesu ba'alel, it's over. You got to bring a new one. If it's a chata shel tzibu, the Kohen Gadol's out of the picture, Kohen Gadol 2 comes. He takes over from wherever the Kohen Gadol left. So actually, this Gemara, number one, seems to say not like the Rambam. Number two, this Gemara sheds light on the Rav. That's what the Rav means. Halacha is like Reb Meir, that we don't treat it like a korban tzibu. You see, this is a debated issue. Do we look at it like a korban tzibu? Do we not look at it like a korban tzibu? That seems to be what the Gemara seems to be saying in Yuma. Yeah, it's doime in the fact that it's doiche Shabbos and Tume. In that regard. But the fact is that the Rambam over here, in the Pirush Mishnayos, says clearly that the halacha is like Reb Meir, because Reb Meir's tam is what prevailed. Not the halacha is like Reb Meir. There's only a Reb Meir. There's only a Reb Meir. The Gemara in Yuma seems to say otherwise. So some of the Rishonim want to learn that when the Gemara concludes, the Gemara says, after that, the Gemara says, Omalei Reb Meir, and then the Gemara concludes with another opinion there in the Gemara. So the way the Tosfos Yeshanim wants to learn here is that it seems that maybe in the Machlokes, the Gemara doesn't hold like Rav Amram. So it could be that the Rambam paskins not like Rav Amram. Clearly, the Rav Mibar Tanura has an opinion in the Gemara that holds that there is a Machlokes here. Clearly, there is such an opinion in the Gemara. So the Rav Mibar Tanura, at the very least, has a one mandam in the Gemara that learns that there is a Machlokes between the Tanakhama and everything. So I think that's machayev us to rethink what is this din of Korban Yachid. Like David said, it's clear that it can't be that a Chavite Kohen Gadol and a Par are a regular Korban Yachid. Because the Tanakhama is given an Amoritz. Tanakhama knew that Chavite Kohen Gadol is Doicha Shabbos and Doicha Tumah. And Tanakhama's Shita at least was, even according to the Rambam that he changed his mind, Tanakhama's Shita was that even though Chavite Kohen Gadol is Doicha Tumah, still in all, the rule is not Kavuzman, the rule is Tibur. So obviously Tanakhama had a way to explain that Chavite Kohen Gadol is not a standard Korban Yachid. In what way is it not a Korban Yachid? So here we have the Gemara later. And actually, I could use a... So could you get a Chazanish on Kutchim? The Chazanish in Kutchim has a big tumul about this Shaila as far as what is the Chavite Kohen Gadol? Is it a Korban Yochid? Is it a Korban? See, he has a debate about this issue. See, because the Gemara by us says very similar that Chatas Tzibur is not possible that it should be Shkech. Yeah, Simon Lamed Gimel in the Chazanish. So his conclusion after a tremendous arichas here. Hine ayin betoisus b'Rosh Hashanah Dav Lamed. Toisus says in Rosh Hashanah Dav Lamed that a carbon seabor is doicha the asay hashlama. Hashlama is that after you bring the Talmud Shel Bein Arbayim, the day ends. It's over. So you don't bring any korbanos afterwards. But a korban tzibur is doicha that din. So in other words, let's say you didn't bring a chveis, a korban tzibur, but a musaf, which you were chayav to bring. The musaf is doicha the olah hashlein. So you bring a musaf even after the Talmud Shel Bein Arbayim. Okay, so the Tosfos says in Rosh Hashanah, Chavite Kohen Gadol also has that mile. He says, Af minchas chavitim, yesh bo toiras korban tzibur. Here are Tosfos. Chavite Kohen Gadol, let's say Kohen Gadol remembers, he didn't bring the Chavite Kohen Gadol. And they already brought the Talmud Shel Bein Arbayim, so Beis HaMikdash now is closed. Except for korbanos tzibur can override the din that the Talmud Shel Bein Arbayim has to be the end. Why? The Yesh Toras Korban Tzibur. It has a Toras Korban Tzibur. The Bo'ol L'Choyvas HaTzibur. Because it comes for the Choyvas HaTzibur. That's what the Tosfos says in Rosh Hashanah. So based on this, the Chazanish wants to build a case that the Chavitim have an element of Tzibur. So what I would like to explain is as follows. If you take a look, we're going to go into the sugi by Arichas in a couple of weeks in Yitz Hashem, on Daf Tezvav Amid Beis. The Gemara has a discussion here about Chatas Tzibur being mace. And the Gemara says, Daf Tezvav Amid Beis. The Gemara says as follows. About 13 lines from the top. Amrav Papa. Afilu leman de Omar chatos tzibur shekipru bale hamesa. Even if you the chatos tzibur could go to famisa. Chatos tzibur shemesu baleha ain't a bemisa. Chatos tzibur shemesu baleha doesn't go to misa. Why not? Lefi she'ein hatzibur mesim. Tzibur doesn't die. Tzibur doesn't die. There's no such thing as a tzibur dying. And therefore, if you have a chatas of a tzibur, it doesn't go lemisa. That's the Gemara. How do we learn this Gemara, that chatas tzibur doesn't go lemisa? What does it mean that tzibur doesn't die? So one way to learn is very, very practical. The tzibur doesn't die. There's, Baruch Hashem, there's always Yidden left. You know, Reuven died, Shimon died, Levi died. There's still people alive. So the tzibur, there's still people that are alive. The Rambam in Psulei HaMakdoshim, that's how he translates it. He says, ain't tzibur meis. So the Rambam says, what is ain't tzibur meis? The Rambam says it means the tzibur is still alive because not everybody is dead. Rambam, practical. Rashi says on that vav that it's not possible to have misa by a tzibur. Conceptually, a tzibur is an entity that doesn't have misa. If you look at the Shita Mekubetzes, Vav Amid Beis, Aleph, the word of the Shita. Ein misa b'tzibur. There is no misa b'tzibur. It doesn't happen. V'yeshloimah devada hecha de l'abayim l'pligi. Aval hecha de mesu kol abaylim. Died, it still doesn't. Even if the entire tzibur died, let's say you have Nebuch, you have 100,000 yidden that were mafresh a korban tzibur, right? And Leolene, the whole tzibur died. The only thing that's left of Klai Yisrael is the next generation that wasn't mafresh the korban at all. Afilu mesu kulam ein lohem toras misa. So the Shita Mekubetzes is saying, it's not a metzias like the Rambam that there's always somebody alive. That's not what the Shita is saying. The Shita is saying it's a concept. Conceptually, the tzibur doesn't die. It's a concept. So what is behind this and what's behind the Chavitei Kohen? I want to tell you a simple idea. There's a machlekes. If Korban Tzibur is Nidche Mipnei Atume, or it's Hutra, or if Korban Tzibur is Hutra. You know, we went through this in the past, Hanukkah time, that how do we categorize Ner Menorah in the Beis HaMikdash? Is that a Korban Tzibur, or is that a Korban Yochid? So if you remember, we brought down from the Pnei Yeshua, a famous question, Pnei Yeshua asked, which really now we have a Me'iri and Shabbos asked the same question. Which is, why do we need the whole Nes of Chanukah? The menorah was a tzibur. So it's tumutra b'tzibur. That's Pnei Yeshua's question. And Pnei Yeshua says that if you hold tumas d'chuyah b'tzibur, it's pushed off. So I understand, we needed a Nes not to have to push it off. But if you learn that tumas hutra b'tzibur, is that no, it's a tum at all. So what do we need the whole, what do we need it even, what do we need the Nes? That's Pnei Yeshua's question. One of the ways we answered this was that possibly the mitzvah menorah is not a mitzvah tzibur. It's a chayvus yachid. It's an obligation on the yachid. Meaning, really, the mitzvah of adlakas menorah was given over to Aaron HaKohen, to the shevet of Kohanim, not the yidden. It's not like the tamid. Korban tamid is our mitzvah. We have a mitzvah korban tamid. The kohen does it for all of us, but it's not the kohen's mitzvah. It's our mitzvah. Chatas tzibur. It's not the kohen's mitzvah. Sivei regol and rosh chodesh. Not the kohen's mitzvah. It's our mitzvah. The kohen is a shliach. The menorah, you could say, no. The menorah was his mitzvah. And if you want, I could tell you aside from Haggadah, from a medrash that's mashma like that, because the medrash says that Aaron HaKohen, after the Chanukah Sanasim, he felt bad. Famous Rashi, right? Chol Shadaita. He felt bad that he wasn't part of the Chanukah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, don't worry. Sholcho gadol mishalohem. Now what did Aaron feel bad? Aaron didn't feel bad that he didn't bring Avodah. He did all the Avodah. He did all the Korbanos. He felt bad he didn't have his own personal thing. Hashem told him, don't worry. Sholcho gadol mishalohem. I'm giving you the menorah. It's mashmat the mitzvah for the Kohen. It's after their mitzvah. Another raya is from the Rambam. The Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs is very cautious when he categorizes the mitzvahs in the Rambam, when he brings out a carbon tomid, right? He says, "Hu shenitztavinu, we will sheyakrivu akohanim the carbon tomid. The Kohanim should bring the carbon tomid. Nitztavinu." When he comes to Ner Menorah, he says, "Hu shenitztavu bnei Aaron akohanim lahadlik neiris." Bnei Aaron have a mitzvah to light neiris in the base of Mikdash. That's it. So I want to tell you like this. If that's the case, so even though it's Doiche Shabbos and Tumah, because our Mishnah states, Kavu Zman does the magic. If it's Kavu Zman, it's Doiche Shabbos and Tumah. It's true. But I want to tell you like this. There's a difference between Korban Yochad HaKavu Zman and a Korban Sibur. What's the difference? Korban Yochad HaKavu Zman, at its maximum, can only be Dechuyah. At its maximum, it could only be Dechuyah. Because the fact is the Gemara, Beferish Gemara and Yuma. The Gemara says that if Aaron HaKohen, if the aisle that Aaron HaKohen brings became Tomei, you have to bring another one. If you can, if there's another one available, bring another one. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? The Gemara says, no, we're talking about the aisle of Aaron. The Gemara and Yuma is saying clearly that even if you hold Tumas Hutra B'tzibur, Korban Yochad HaKavu Zman is only Dechuyah. There's a very real difference between Korban Sibur and Korban Yochad. Korban Sibur is Hutra. According to the opinion that holds Hutra, Korban Sibur, the Isser Tum is not there, Bechlal. There's no Isser Tum. Korban Yochad, there's an Isser. You're allowed to push it off if necessary. Push it off if necessary. So if you hold that Tumas Hutra B'tzibur, there's a magnificent difference between a Korban Sibur and a Korban Yochid. Korban Sibur is Hutra. The Issa Tumah is not there at all. Korban Yochid, it's not Hutra. It's Dechuya. It's pushed off. Because it's pushed off, you're allowed to do it. That's a tremendous difference. Now, I want to tell you like this. This could be Pshat in the Tanakhama. Tanakama says, I agree. I agree that there's a concept of Chavite Kein Gadol. It's Doich. But that's not better than a Korban Yochad HaKavu Zman. That still doesn't have more of a Koyach than a Korban Yochad HaKavu Zman. And therefore, since it's nothing more than a Korban Yochad HaKavu Zman, the most it could be is Dechuyah. It still has limitations. Masha'en Kein, by the first case, of our Mishnah, the classic Korban Sibur, that's Hutra. That's a different getter. That would really be a simple answer. If that would be the answer, then it should have been, they should have said it. They should have said it in the Mishnah. It's a simple tarot. But I want to tell you, in a Hanami, if you hold Tumah Hutra but Sibur, that is the answer. The difference is, Korban Sibur is Hutra, and Korban Yochad HaKavu Zman is Dechuyah. That's a simple answer. And that's my answer to the menorah. We needed the Ness, and the whole question of Pnei Yeshua is, if you hold Tumah Hutra B'tzibur, what do we need the Ness of Chanukah? You know why we need the Ness of Chanukah? Because Korban Yochad Kavu Zman is only Dechuyah, it's only pushed off. We needed a Ness that we shouldn't have to push it off. The Pnei Yeshua himself says that if Tumah would be Dechuyah, I wouldn't have a question. My whole question is, if you hold Tumah Hutra B'tzibur. But according to the way we're saying, that's not a kasha, because the menorah at most is only Dechuyah. So Chanukah is clearly out of the way. Our Mishnah, it's too simple of an answer. So simple. Why didn't the Tanakhama say it? Why is the Rambam not acknowledging that distinction? So I want to tell you like this. I think that the machloikis between the Tanakhama and Reb Meir is a different machloikis. The machloikis is, what makes something into a carbon sibur? What makes something into a carbon sibur? Do we look at a carbon sibur as a carbon which belongs to the tzibur? We spoke about this a lot in the Masechta. There's such a thing as bailus on a carbon. There's ownership on a carbon. Is a carbon tzibur something which is owned by the tzibur? That's magdir a carbon tzibur. Or is a carbon tzibur something which is makaper on the tzibur? It's to the benefit of the tzibur. Not the bailus of the carbon. It's the benefit of the carbon. That, I believe, is the machlokes between the Meir and the Tanakhama. Tanakhama says, I hold that anything that benefits the tzibur, that's a chayvus tzibur. I don't care that it... So chavit and kohen gadol is an interesting mix. Kohen gadol has to bring it himself. From his money. It's bo mishaloi. Come from his money. On the other hand, it's bo l'chayvus tzibur. That's what Tosfos and Rosh Hashanah say. The tzibur needs that this carbon should be brought. So the chavit and kohen gadol has really it's kilayim. It's a carbon that has kilayim. It's part of the Seder Hayyim. Anything which is part of the Seder Hayyim is a tzorech tzibur. The tzibur needs that in their base hamigdash, the chavit and kohen gadol should be brought. So it's a tzorech tzibur, but it's a carbon that the bailus is the kohen gadol's carbon. And the raya that it's a tzorech tzibur, I'll tell you, is a simple raya. What's the halacha if the kohen gadol dies, and they weren't yet maman another kohen gadol? Gevaldik. Look at that. So we paskin, if there's no Yerushim, everybody agrees, it's Bo Mishal Tzibur. What do you mean? What's the Tzibur doing? Narishkeit. So it's Muchach and Mora that the Chavit Kohen Gadol is a Tzorech Tzibur. If it's not a Tzorech Tzibur, and you have no Kohen Gadol, so forget it. Canceled. There's no such thing as canceling Chavit Kohen Gadol. It's never canceled. It's always on the agenda. If the Kohen Gadol Chas V'Shalom dies, so it's brought from the Tzibur. Or, if he leaves a Yerush, according to one opinion, the Yerush brings it. But again, that's only if there's a Yerush. If there's no Yerush, the Tzibur brings it. So you see that it's really a Tzorech Tzibur, that the Torah put the obligation on the Kohen Gadol with his money, should be his Chavit Kohen Gadol on behalf of the Tzibur. So if that's the case, so now the shayla is how we magdir it. Do we say that the hutra of a carbon tzibur is based on the ritzui, who it's being meratz on, or on who owns the carbon, who has bailus on the carbon? That's a tremendous distinction. Tanakhama holds, since there is a chayvus tzibur, just like Yosef says, there's a teiras tzibur, so therefore that's sufficient. That's why it's doicha tumah as a korban tzibur is doicha tumah. So you can't bring me a raya from chavit kohen gadol that it's not al tzibur. It is al tzibur. It happens to be that's a korban tzibur which is brought by a yochid. But that's a chayvus tzibur. The Remeir holds differently. Remeir holds the heftza of the korban. The heftza of the korban has to be a korban shel tzibur. And therefore, Chavit Kohen Gadol doesn't belong to the Tzibur. It's the Kohen Gadol's carbon. And since it doesn't belong to the Tzibur, it doesn't have the heter of carbon Tzibur. It must be that the reason why it's Zoyche Shabbos and Tumah is not because of the Tzibur element, it's because of the Yochid's element, which is Kavu Zman. And therefore, according to him, Chavit Kohen Gadol proves that Kavu Zman on its own in isolation is enough to be Zoyche carbon. Because he doesn't recognize a tzibur that doesn't have bailus on the carbon. That would explain as well the shaila in the Gemara, how to learn the Gemara ain't tzibur meis. Depends how you look at it. If you look at how we categorize the tzibur, is by the obligation. Obligation of the tzibur never dies. That's an Am Yisrael. It's mechuyav carbon. That obligation never ends. Klal Yisrael is always here as an Am. If you look at a carbon tzibur as who owns it, so you could have the 100,000 people that paid for this carbon, they died. Now a new tzibur comes. The new tzibur doesn't own the physical carbon. They own the obligation that it reflects. They need the kapara of the carbon, but they don't own the heftza of the carbon. The shmachleik is we showing them later on how to learn is how we categorize a carbon tzibur. If we categorize a carbon tzibur by the ones who own the carbon, then the only way to say the tzibur doesn't die, it means there's always somebody left who owns this carbon. The Shita Mekubetzes, on the other hand, holds that, and Rashi and Hayli is, holds that a carbon tzibur is categorized by the ones that it's mechaper for. That's the Am Yisrael. Am Yisrael is an entity. It's an entity that's not a bilus mammon. That never dies. That entity doesn't die. In concept, it doesn't die. And that's why it's Ein Chatas Tzibur Meisen. If you take a look at the Rambam now, it's Gevaldik. The Rambam L'shitose, the Rambam paskens like Reb Meir. Reb Meir is the one who in our Mishnah says that a carbon tzibur is categorized by the owner. That's why the Rambam and Shulei Mukdoshim had no choice but to say, when do we say Chatas Tzibur doesn't die? Because there's always somebody left that owns this carbon. The Rambam paskens like Reb Meir. That Reb Meir is saying that that's what a carbon tzibur is. Carbon tzibur is who owns the carbon, not who it's meratzah for. If it's not bar mishal tzibur, it's not a carbon tzibur. The Rav Mibar Tanura is also paskening like Reb Meir, but he holds that the Tanakhama maintains his view that a carbon tzibur is not based on who actually has a bialus on the carbon, but the one who the carbon is meratzah for. Now it's very geschmack that whole sugya in Yuma is only going aliba de Rabmeah. The Gemara in Yuma that says that the Kohen Gadol's carbon has a din of a carbon yachad akavul oizman, that's only going like Rabmeah. But Eina Hanami, according to the Tanakhama of our Mishnah, the Kohen Gadol's carbon would have a din of a carbon tzibur. Anything which is a chayvus tzibur would have a din of a carbon tzibur. We happen not to paskin that way. According to all opinions, we don't paskin that way. But that's an opinion that exists in halacha. And that's what the Rav Mibar Tanura is saying. We don't paskin that way. That's an opinion. It's an opinion halacha. We happen not to paskin that way. That's the way he says. The Shita Mekubetzes, on the other hand, is clearly saying that ain't tzibur meis, is that we do hold that the shame tzibur doesn't go by who owns the carbon, but it goes by who the carbon is being mechapa for. So I think that really ties this inyan together. Okay, we'll stop here.